Some things are better left unsaid, but not here. Hello, it's Izzy Santulli, and this is the Not So Silent Podcast, where I could have kept my thoughts to myself, but where's the fun in that? Hey guys, welcome back to Not So Silent with your host, the only one, one and only, Izzy Santulli. So today's episode, honestly, is going to be more of like a life update. I'm going to talk about things that have been happening to me. Well, one major thing that has happened that we're going to be talking about. And I'm like nervous to talk about this. I don't know why. But yeah, let's fucking get into it. So I did make an episode a couple of weeks ago, probably now a month ago, I feel like. And it was just about how I caught feelings in a situationship. So I remember during that episode, he also actually called me. I don't really know. What did I even talk about in that episode? I just talked about how you shouldn't have expectations in situationships and stuff like that. But it's hard to differentiate the difference between like situationship and then relationship. Like, are we like, should we have expectations? Should we not? Like, you know, whatever. Is this going somewhere? Is this not? So I was in that like really like confusion stage, I would feel like. I think we were trying to do like breaks here and there, not talk as often. That didn't end up working. So yeah, fast forward a couple of weeks. Everything was fine, actually. Everything was fine. We didn't see each other for a bit just because I guess we were like both busy doing other things. And then, do I get into Bahamas?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I fucking hate that. Okay. So as you guys know, I went to Bahamas and loved it. Best trip ever, to be honest. I would definitely go back to Bahamas in a freaking heartbeat. It was beautiful. So something happened in Bahamas with this person and everything was fine up until like maybe like the last day of my trip when I can't even explain it because this is such a stupid thing that happened. Like it just sounds ridiculous, but I'm going to explain it anyways for people that are going through the same things or possibly have gone through the same things. So basically he made this comment. He made this comment, which like rubbed me the wrong way. Okay. And I was just like, hey, listen, like, whatever this joke or this comment that you made, like, that's not funny. Or like, this is like crossing my boundary that I've made clear multiple times. It was about my body. So I'm like, don't talk about my body. Okay. And he was just like, you made the joke first. So like, you can't really, like, I'm joking back. And I was just like, but you turned it into something about my body. So I was like, that's just like not okay with me also. And I was expressing to him and I was like, hey, like this really bothers me. Like, I'm actually really upset over this comment. Maybe I did take it too far, but like, sorry, my body is an insecurity of mine. So I'm going to take everything about my body, like very, like, I don't know, like one small thing like means a lot to me, I feel like. Mm-hmm. Even if it doesn't to them, that's my thing. I don't think he understood like how I was feeling, even though I was explaining it to him. And I was like, listen, like this like really upset me. And he was just being very like defensive. Like even after I was just like, hey, like this bothered me. He wasn't even like, oh, I'm sorry that bothered you. He was just very like, listen, you made the joke. I made the joke back. There's nothing wrong with that. Which ideally, logically, there isn't anything wrong with that. But when someone, I just feel like when someone's upset and it was over something stupid, you're just like, okay, like, I'm sorry that maybe rubbed you the wrong way or anything. So he was very on the defense. And that's why that conversation didn't really go anywhere. I was being vulnerable and I was saying, listen, like this bothered me what you said. He was on the defense. And then I think like the conversation ended, it didn't end well. And I had the last word. I think I said like, but we didn't actually get to a resolution.
Yeah.
It was just back and forth. This was on text, by the way. We were just going back and forth on text. I was on vacation also. And we're going back and forth. I ended up saying the last word and he didn't answer me. Okay. Now this is fine. This is what usually happens in an argument. People don't answer and then people answer back the day after or 2 days after or 3 days after when they've had some time to like breathe and like just like reflect over what happened. Because for me, especially like when I do get into arguments, I get very heated and I'm very, I've talked about this before. I'm very emotional and I'm very reactive with what I say. So sometimes I have to take a step back and like reflect and like kind of calm down. So, you know, he didn't answer me. I was just like, I was upset because I'm like, I'm upset about something and you don't even care to answer me. So I was just like, whatever. But again, maybe he needs time to calm down. Okay. 1 day goes by, 2 days go by, 3 days go by. Not a word. Okay. Still interacting, not interacting, actually watching my stories and stuff like that, whatever. And then 2 weeks went by and I didn't hear anything from him. So at this point, those 2 weeks, I'm going to be so for real. I was going through it. I was spiraling. I was like, what the fuck? Like, is he ghosting me forever? Like, is this how this is going to end? Like, because we had a friendship before anything even happened between us. So I'm like, is this the end of our friendship? Like, I was just spiraling, bro. I remember I was like, there were some days where I was crying in bed and like it just felt the exact same with my ex. Like I just had the same feelings that I had with my ex because of my abandonment wound that happened with my ex. It felt literally, guys, when I tell you it felt the exact same, I was like, bro, what the fuck is happening? And I was just like, I was spiraling. I was like, why does everyone that enter my life leave my life? Like, am I doing something wrong? So I was going through that for a couple of days, for those whole 2 weeks, to be honest. I was going also back and forth with being mad, with being angry, with being sad, I was just feeling a bunch of emotions. Like, it was never just one emotion. It was never just fuck you. And it was never just sadness. It was like a combination of everything. And then I was out with some of my friends and I receive a text from him saying, hey, it's been 2 weeks. We haven't spoken since. And just saying how, I don't even remember. Like, he was just kind of like, I wanted to give you space. He said he wanted to give me space. And then how he doesn't understand how the joke affected me. Like, that's basically, like, I think, if I remember correctly, that's what the message was. There was no genuine, like,
apology.
Yeah, there was no genuine, like, apology or, like, accountability. There was no accountability for, listen, I didn't mean it like that, but I'm sorry that you got hurt by what I said. Okay? And that is all I wanted. That's all I wanted. Like, the whole situation itself was so stupid. It was something so small that could have been resolved so quickly just by saying, listen, I'm sorry that I hurt you. I understand where you're coming from. And that's it. I'm like, okay, cool, done. It was so stupid, the whole thing. But honestly, he didn't do that. And I was just like, I don't know what this message is. But I was expecting maybe like something, taking accountability for something. It wasn't that. And then I don't even know. I don't think I answered because first of all, I was out. And then like, I was shocked. I was shocked that he texted me. I genuinely thought that he was gone. Mm-hmm. Like, I genuinely thought that he ghosted me forever. So I remember my heart sank. My stomach, I was on the toilet when I opened my phone and I saw that. I was like, oh, no way. You were there. I screamed. But yeah, so I don't think I answered. And then
you started getting spammed.
Yeah. He started texting, double texting,
calling,
and a lot. And it was just, I was like, okay, I didn't know what to do. I was like, I don't know if I should answer this at this point. I don't know like what to say at this point. I don't know. Do I answer these calls? I don't know. But I didn't do anything because again, I was out and I think it was the day after. I didn't do anything. I didn't answer. Didn't answer his calls. He called me like after midnight, I think. I believe so. And he just sent a message the day after just saying how like he doesn't appreciate me ignoring him type of thing. And I was just like, bro, I don't appreciate what you did. Why you didn't answer me for 2 weeks. Anyways, so it was like this back and forth type of thing for a while. Like for a few days, I would say it was a back and forth where I was just like, listen, at the end of the day, like I feel like during that time, I really realized like a boundary of mine is don't make jokes about my body. Don't talk about my body. And I've relayed that to him and he knows that. And I'm just like, you're just not understanding my boundaries here. At the end of the day, that's what it is. And honestly, I was listening to a lot of podcasts. I was doing a lot of like ChatGPT talking, not gonna lie. And at the end of the day for me, okay, let me just explain the situation and then I'll get into like after. But yeah, he just kept calling. He was very persistent, saying that he doesn't want to lose the friendship over like a little thing. And I'm like, I understand to you it's this little thing, but to me, if you just put yourself in my shoes for a second, which I don't think would even help, because guys' ways of thinking is just different.
Yeah.
Like they just don't understand what actually affects us. So he just wasn't getting it. And I was constantly trying to explain to him. And
there was still no apology.
There was still no like apology, really. Like there was apologies, but there wasn't like a full on straight like accountability apology. There was an apology and then there would be like, listen, like, can you answer my call?
Yeah, it was more so because there wasn't that access to you anymore.
Right. And that's what I think. But I will say right now, anyways, it ended off with me saying, listen. He was saying a bunch of things, okay? It ended off with me saying, listen, I love you as a friend. We've had such good times together. At the end of the day, like, I can't keep this friendship because it's draining for me. And there's no point if I'm getting drained by a friendship, okay? And it, like, putting the situationship stuff aside, as a friend, you shouldn't be draining me of my energy, okay? It was draining me of my energy and boundaries were being crossed and we just weren't seeing eye to eye on things. And I'm like, how many times are we going to have arguments? I'm just like, it's like every like other month or like whatever about stupid stuff that he doesn't understand and that I won't understand. Like it was just like we weren't seeing eye to eye. That's all. But yeah, I basically was just like, listen, like this is my last message to you. And I hope if you respect me, like just please respect that I'm done with this friendship. And I explained, obviously, I'm not gonna explain every single thing that I said right now, but I did send him a long paragraph and I explained everything about like how I felt. And there was just like, I feel like a double standard with us. Like he wanted me to answer his calls and do this, but I didn't get anything for 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. But honestly, during that time, like I realized that I just like respect myself a lot than to put up with something or a situation or someone that is constantly crossing my boundary. Cause that just shows that they don't respect you. It shows they don't respect you. And if you keep like entertaining that, you don't respect yourself. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, after this whole situation or even during it, I was like, okay, let me just lock the fuck in. Let me just like love myself so much and really work on self-worth. And that's why I made so many episodes, well, 2 episodes about just like loving yourself, because I feel like I'm in that journey right now. And that whole situation has led to this. So I feel like that was important to also talk about, like why I'm all of a sudden talking about like self-love and self-worth and why I'm making so many dedicated episodes about it, because I'm personally on that journey and that situation that has happened has led me into it, because I just realized again, I became dependent. I started maneuvering the things that I had to do in my life for him, like making time for him, which is fine, but I was putting me aside for someone else, which that's when the problem happens. So yeah, I think, and let me just say right now, okay, it is so hard to stick to your word. Like if you say, I'm done with this person, I'm done talking to them, I'm done going back to them, it is so hard. There have been so many nights where I'm either driving home at 12 in the morning. It's always late at night, by the way. During the day, I'm busy doing work shit, on calls, on meetings, creating content. I don't have time to think about the situation. When I start going to bed, when it's quiet, when my brain starts quieting down, that's when I start thinking about him. That's when I start thinking about this. Because there was a real friendship there. And I do miss him. Not gonna lie. I miss him. I miss having him in my life. And it just sucks that I had to end that way. And I don't know, who knows, maybe in a few years we meet again and who knows. But for now, I just feel like I really need to focus on myself because I keep doing the same thing with men. What the freak is up, guys? Sorry to interrupt in the middle of your episode, but I want to let you know I've done something for my day one supporters. I'm wearing it right now. Yes, Not So Silent hoodies are available. Guys, I made a limited quantity of these sweaters. There are not a lot of them. If I ever see someone, like, I feel like outside wearing these sweaters, I will literally kiss you. Like, that is crazy to me. Link in the description. And I love you guys. Bye. I see a pattern that's happening. And it was happening again with this person that I almost named. So it happened with him again. And once I got out of it, I started seeing the same patterns I was doing with my ex. So I'm like, you know what? Let's just stop with the men. So yeah, that's basically what happened. Yeah. Right now I'm just kind of focusing on myself, hitting the gym.
What happened the moment that you kind of like made that shift in your mindset?
Like what?
What happened in that moment?
Which moment? When I said it's over? Yeah. Like it's done?
What did you have suddenly coming into your life?
Oh yes. I forgot to mention this. Okay. This is literally insane. Okay. So once I stopped, you know, communicating with him and I kind of cut the cord. Also, when I sent that final message, he didn't even respond, which I'm not even going to say is a bad thing because I said, please don't respond. So I'm not going to be like, he didn't respond. I literally told him not to respond. So as he, like, whatever. And that hurt me too, low key, because I'm like, I would have wanted a proper goodbye, at least, I feel like. But I'm like, you know what? I need to stop having expectations for someone that is not meeting them. They're not meeting my expectations ever. Yeah. So why do I have an expectation of this? So that is why I had to just let go of that situation. Not because of him. Just because, like, I just can't handle that. I can't handle that. And after that ended, randomly, I just got, like, a whole surge of men, like, in my DMs. Just random men from my past coming back into my life saying, oh, by the way, you look really good, or like, you keep getting finer. This one guy said to me that I used to talk to. And I'm like, hello? Like, we haven't talked in so long. This other guy from my past that I talked to maybe 2-3 times DM'd me asking me on a date. Like, where is all this coming from? So that started happening, okay? Really quickly after I ended that connection with my situationship. And then not even just men, just like strangers in general, like girls would respond back to my story saying, you look different. Like, you are glowing different. Like, congrats on everything, randomly. And I'm like, bro, what the fuck is everyone talking about? Like, I didn't do anything different to my face. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't do anything. I didn't change anything about my appearance. I looked the same. What are people noticing that is making me seem so clearly so much more attractive and finer, and I'm glowing different? And it's because I've let go of something that was draining me of my glow. Like, I have finally said goodbye to something that was actually draining my energy, like physically, mentally, like everything. And it's just crazy to see like the switch. And I just feel like I also had a mindset and energy shift. Like, after that ended, I'm like, okay, I'm so locked the fuck in. Like, it's time to lock the... Because I low-key lost myself within that situationship. I stopped going to the gym. I stopped fucking eating good. I was just... put my life aside for this fucking person, which you should never do. But I lost my... And I talked about this in prior episodes. But I was just like, I'm so locked in. Been going to the gym every day. Been waking up at 5:30 in the morning every day. Just really working on the things that is going to boost my confidence. Because I literally after that, like, my confidence was gone. Like, I had no confidence. Like, and I'm like, I need to do the things to build that up again. And sticking to my word, saying that I'm going to go to the gym every day, that I'm going to wake up at this time every day, is going to give me that confidence back. So I've been doing that. I've been going to the gym every day. I've been working. I've been locking the fuck in and tuning out the outside noise. And that drastic energy shift, I think people are seeing, and people are seeing it through the exterior. Like, from the outside, it looks like I'm, you know, I'm glowing different because of that energy shift that happened inside of me mentally. So that's something I did want to talk about and bring up, because I just feel like no one actually realizes that or talks about that or even knows that. Like, when you genuinely cut off something that was draining you, that was maybe toxic, your life changes. And I should have known this from before, like with my ex, like my whole life changed after that. So yeah, I did want to touch on that, but it's insane. Like I literally don't entertain any of these men, and so many of them are like coming up to me, and I'm like, one of them asked me out, right?
Yeah.
And I was just like, listen, like, I'm not in a place where I want to go out on a date. And he was like, well, we can still, he was so persistent. He was persistent. He was like, well, we can still just grab coffee. And I'm like, but I don't want to talk to another man. But anyways, any literal who, but yeah, that's what's been happening. And yeah, I just feel really good about where my life is going right now and the journey that I'm on. And I just feel like very good about myself. And I'm very much like aware that I'm doing the things that I say I'm going to do. Like when I go to the gym after a workout, I always like pat myself, because I'm like, good job. Like, you fucking woke the fuck up. You stick to your word and you did it.
Yeah.
Like, you're doing everything that you said you were going to do. So yeah, that's what happened. I'm done with the men, to be real. I always say that, and then a fucking another one comes around and fucks me up again. But this time, I'm not going to let it fuck me up, because I'm going to be so, I just want to get to the point where I'm so mentally strong and like confident in myself where I don't need validation from someone else. Because in that situationship, I was like seeking validation.
Yeah.
I wanted compliments. I wanted love. Like, my mood depended on if he answered me or not. That's fucking not okay. So I don't want to get to that point again where I'm so desperate for someone else's love. I want to love myself so hard that if someone else does decide to come in my life and love me, it's just an add-on, you know? But yeah, I don't even know what else to say.
We have some questions if you want to go into that.
Oh my God, we have questions. Let's go into the questions.
All right. Well, kind of like what you touched on before, some of your fans and audience members were asking, what do you do when you don't feel motivated, and how do you motivate yourself to go to the gym and eat healthy?
Yeah. Okay. So I do want to make a dedicated episode on this. I feel like I don't have enough time to really dive into this, and I do really want to. How do I stay motivated was the question. Well, you know what? I'll be real. This situationship is motivating me to become like hot as fuck. So like, you know, he can like see me and be like, damn, you know, but not even just that, like motivation comes and goes for me. It's not even about that. It's about discipline. It's about discipline over motivation. Like at the end of the day, are you actually doing the things you're saying you're going to do every single day? It has to be part of your routine. It has to be a habit, and it takes a while to get into it. It's very, I think a habit like develops after like 12 days of doing it consistently or something like that. I don't know, but it's not easy. And I still haven't gotten used to it. I've been doing it for maybe a week and a bit, maybe 2 weeks even. And I still wake up at 5:30 in the morning. I'm like, holy fuck. Like I struggle to get out of bed, but I feel like you really have to have a strong why. Like, why are you waking up early? Why are you going to the gym? Why are you doing all this? It's not because I want to be skinny. Like, that's going to go away in a week, or that's going to go away in a month. That's not going to sustain you to go to the gym every single day for 4, 5, 6 months. You have to have a stronger why. For example, my why is, I just said it, I want to be the best version of myself and love myself, and moving my body, that's a form of self-love.
Yeah.
You know, working on myself and becoming strong, that's a form of self-love. So I really want to do all these things to love myself so hard that no one can just take it away. No one can bite away pieces of that. So that's why I'm doing it. And I remember that every time I wake up at 5:30 in the morning, I'm like, oh, I don't want to go. I remember that. I'm like, okay, this is why I'm doing it. Get the fuck up, bitch.
It also helps your mental health too.
Not just yeah.
Your physical body.
It for sure. I feel like now the days that I missed the gym, like yesterday it was a holiday, whatever. I didn't go to the gym because there wasn't any super early morning classes. I felt so off. Mm-hmm. I was like, my mind was all jumbled. But after I go to the gym, I just feel like released, and it's an escape for me. Like if I'm mad or stressed or anything, like I take it out on weights. I take it out on the treadmill, on running, whatever it is. Like it's, I feel like it's so important to just move your fucking body. I've also been doing 10,000 steps every day. I've also gotten a nutritionist coach, guys. Like when I say I'm locked the fuck in, I am locked the fuck in this time. Fully.
And you're eating healthy.
I'm eating healthy. I'm actually logging my food right now. We have a meeting this week and we're going to go over what I'm eating, see if it's good. She's telling me what to do. I've been really like, this is my main thing right now, for sure.
What advice do you have for people dealing with anxiety?
Girl, I deal with anxiety too. I don't know. But I don't know. I just feel like it depends on certain situations. That's a very general question.
How do you not compare yourself to other creators that you see?
Bitch, I do. I do compare myself to other creators. I think I used to do this a lot before. Actually, no. I think I still do it a lot now. But I feel like that's part of it. Like, you're obviously seeing these creators. You're obviously gonna compare. It's just like a human thing that I think everyone does, not even just seeing other content creators. I think every human compares themselves to something or someone in their life. It happens all the time. I feel like when I first started being a content creator, I was very like, oh my God, like, I don't fit in. Like, I don't fit into this, like, clean girl, like no acne, like that, which I was seeing all the time on my TikTok, on my For You page. Like I wasn't like the average influencer that was very propped, clean. You know, I'm the total opposite. So I'm like, I would have like imposter syndrome. Sometimes I still do. And I'm like, well, they're not like that. Maybe I should be more like that. But the reason people love you is because you are the way you are. So I feel like it's very hard to stop comparing. I still do it a lot, but again, I feel like everything, and I say this so much and I feel like I'm a broken record, but everything comes down to, do you love yourself so fucking much that you don't care about other people? Like, that's where I want to get to. Like, I want to get to the point where I am so happy inside with myself that I know I'm that bitch. It all comes down to self, like working on self-love and experimenting through it. But again, like, I just think I know I'm that bitch. Not fully. I'm like halfway. I know I'm that bitch. But I need to get like all of it, you know? But yeah, I hope that helped.
How do you deal with negative people in your life?
Cut them off. Like, I just talked about the situationship that I have that was obviously having a negative impact on me, draining me. And just cut it off. Like, it's not worth damaging yourself, even though you don't know that you're damaging yourself, because you don't fucking know you're in it. I didn't know until I was out of it. So cut those people off. It is not worth it. And I don't deal with negative people, to be honest. If someone's being negative to me, I choose to fucking look the other way. I say, you know what? I don't like what you said. You know what I do? I don't argue back. Because these people, if you're being negative, like, you are miserable in your life. So why would I give my positive energy to you right now? It's not worth it. It's not worth my time. It's not worth that energy that I have. So I just look the other way, to be honest. I cut those people out of my life and I look the other way. Simple.
Someone is asking how to grow on IG and any advice for someone who's starting content.
I definitely do want to make a whole video on this as well, just because there's so many factors to this. But the main thing, and I've talked about this before because I get this question a lot, and I think a lot of you guys know and like have seen me grow so quick. And I think that's why I get that question so much. But I feel like the way I grew was very crazy. I feel like that doesn't happen to everyone. And I feel like there was a certain amount of luck as well. Like, I can sit here and say I've worked hard, which I have worked hard, but me blowing up the way that I did was luck. Like, yeah, I'm fun. I'm a funny ass bitch for sure. But there's some luck in that. Like the way I just grew, it was insane. But
it's also different on TikTok than Instagram.
Yes. Instagram, if we're talking about Instagram, Instagram is very different, but I would just say for both platforms, like any social media that you're trying to grow on, consistency is the number one thing. The algorithm likes to see that you're posting. The algorithm also likes to see that you are engaging with other people because they like that shit. Consistency is very important. If you can only post 3 times a week, perfect, that's fine, but make sure it's those same days every week because the algorithm is going to clock that and they're going to push your videos more to the For You page or the Explore page, whatever we're talking about. I feel like that's the same. It's TikTok and Instagram is the same in that way. I feel like Instagram can be a little bit more trending audios. TikTok is a little bit more. TikTok kind of is more easy, I feel like. Instagram is very trending audios, in my opinion. But whatever I tend to usually post on TikTok will perform well on Instagram and vice versa. So that's why I'm saying they're both the same. Like it's going to perform the same on social media. But tagging brands as well. And this is also very important that a lot of people aren't willing to do. But I was so like locked the fuck in where I was like, I want to become a fucking influencer. I want to be an influencer. I want free shit. I want to be flown out the fuck. It's like I made that happen. And the way I made it happen is every paycheck that I got from my part-time job, I spent it all on makeup and skincare. I also was living at home. I still do live at home. I didn't have any bills. I didn't have any expenses. So I'm like, what do I really have to pay for in life? Let me just put all of my, everything that I got paid into like investing into my future self right now. Mm-hmm. Like buying the new releases, buying the products where I can do hauls. Because when I was like going, and I still, hauls do great now. Hauls go insane now. Even if it's like a random ass bitch doing a haul, people love to watch that shit. I watch that shit all the time. So just buying shit, investing in your future self helps. What I used to do is I used to get on like the Sephora. I used to put my email in like every new product that was about to come out. So I got email notifications right when it came out. So I would buy it right away. And I was one of the first people to review it. I did that with the Milk Jelly Tints. I don't know if you guys know that product a few months ago. I didn't get that in PR. I bought that with my own money because I signed up and I knew right when it released. And I was one of the first ones to review it. And that video went viral because I was one of the first to review it. Mm-hmm. So you kind of have to like, if you really want it, you have to fucking figure out a way around it. Like I spent, you know, again, I spent my paycheck on a lot of skincare, a lot of makeup. You don't have to spend all your paycheck, but I think it is a good idea because it also shows brands that you are buying their product organically. Mm-hmm. And when brands see that you're buying their product organically, they're more likely to send it to you. They're more likely to work with you. And that's just how it works. But I can get into like a whole other episode about it for sure.
How did you start getting PR for those who want to start getting PR?
Well, am I sweating? Yeah. How did I start getting PR? Okay. I don't even fucking, oh my God. Okay. My first ever PR, I think, was Aveeno. But the way for anyone to be able to reach you is to have your email in your bio. That's like the number one thing. Like if you wonder you're not getting PR is because how the fuck would they send you PR? Like you need to have some sort of contact for them to reach out to you. That's the number one thing. Even if you, yeah, I had my, I think I made a separate Gmail. I put that in. Brands started reaching out and sending me PR. And then I got signed to an agency, Talent Nation, which they also have even more contacts. Agencies have even more connections. So I get on even more PR lists and it just goes up and up from there. But again, the way to start it is to buy their products organically so these brands can see you, tag them, talk about the brands that you genuinely love and that you genuinely want to receive like PR. Like brands that I would love, brands that I genuinely loved and would talk about all the time ended up sending me PR because hello, I'm talking about them all the time and I love their product. But even what I've noticed is even if you literally talk shit about a product, you're going to get on their PR list. Like unless you are ripping them to shreds, maybe they'll, you know, take you off because they don't want a bad rep. But that's what, I don't know. I feel like that's what brands are looking for. They want honest opinions. I don't know, but yeah, that's what I would say.
Someone is asking, what is your summer bucket list?
My summer bucket list. I just want to go out. Unfortunately, a bitch is outside this summer. Let me just say that right now. Unfortunately, a bitch is outside this summer. And not in like a weird hoe way. Maybe in a hoe way. But I just want to have the best fucking summer ever. I just want to live my life. I want to go out. I just want to go to patios. I feel like just sit outside in the sun. Go to restaurants. I want to try new restaurants. I want to have a picnic. I want to go to a park and like put the picnic thingy on the ground and bring like a basket with cold cut sandwiches. Dude, I want to do that so bad. Please. I want to do that so bad. I want to go to an amusement park. Like there's so many things that I want to do, but I just want to be outside and genuinely live out my summer. Cause I feel like I always say I'm going to, and then like I stay inside all of summer. So I do want to travel. I want to, yeah, just live my best fucking life, to be honest, in the most healthy way.
Someone is asking, are you happy or single or in a relationship?
Single. Next question. No, but actually, yeah, I'm so much happier single. There's waves. It comes in waves where I'm like, humans, at the end of the day, humans crave connection. Mm-hmm. So obviously I crave connection. Obviously I crave kissing. I crave cuddles. Crave a lot of things. But genuinely, if I think about it, I'm happier single because I'm focusing on myself. I don't have the energy to also pour into someone else right now. I want to pour all of that into me currently. So
the next question is, what trend will fade soon?
What trend will fade soon? I don't know.
What trend are you like loving right now?
What trend am I loving? I don't know. Okay, this is not like beauty or skincare related, but I love the. Have you seen that? I love, it's like, I'm so ATL. You've never seen that? Okay, well, I love that. I don't know why, it's just so fun to me. In regards to beauty and skincare, I don't really fucking know. I love, one thing I do really love is when people voice over other people's makeup routines. Like say like a girl's doing her makeup routine and her boyfriend is voicing it over. It's so funny and I always watch all of those. If I had a boyfriend, I would so do that. But you might make my dad do it because he has no fucking idea what's happening. Yeah, that'd be so funny. But I feel like that's my favorite trend. Yeah.
How has your idea of beauty changed over time?
Again, like with this whole journey that I'm going on, I feel like I used to think, you know, beauty obviously is on the outside, whatever, but loving yourself, again, I feel like I'm a broken record, but it's true. Working on yourself within and not like, you know, fucking, for example, like say you want to look prettier, you do Botox, you do your hair, you do your lashes, you do your brows, all this stuff. Cool. Yeah, you look stunning. But if the inside of you is still damaged, bitch, you're going to be damaged. You're going to look damaged. You're not going to be at your fullest potential. I feel like the real beauty is working on yourself so hard that other people can see it. Mm-hmm. You don't change anything about your outside, your exterior, your looks. You work so hard on your inside where people see from the outside. And I feel like that's exactly what happened when I cut off the situationship. My energy shift, okay? Literally just people were saying that I look different, that I'm glowing different. And that's just a prime example of what I'm just saying.
What's one thing you find hard about being a woman?
I just like the standards, like the beauty standards that are on us. Like, no, the beauty standards that are on women that are constantly changing. Let me say like what, back in the fucking 19, whatever, it was hot to be skinny, to have no ass, to have no, you know, breasts, like to be skinny. Like that was hot. Now it's the big ass, the big boobs, like slim stomach. And I just,
it's not feasible for everyone.
It's not. And it's also like, I don't know how people have the body that they have, that have the great boobs, the ass, and then no waist. My body doesn't do that.
BBL.
Yeah. My body doesn't do that. My body's either she gets all small or she gets all big. Like, there's no one or the other. But yeah, I would say that is probably the toughest thing, trying to like understand that it's not feasible, and it's not, you don't have to look like that. You don't always have to look like everyone else that you see on social media. And I feel like that's also very hard for people that are younger on social media. And it's actually very scary, because these younger people that are on TikTok, that are on Instagram, are seeing these kids and even like just older people with these bodies and these like beautiful faces, and they're like, oh, like I'm so ugly, and they feel just ugly, which you're not. Everyone looks different. Everyone is born different, and you are born to be different. You're not supposed to look like her. You're not supposed to look like him. So I feel like just accepting your natural beauty, very important. It's very hard. Very hard.
Everyone went through that stage when if you were a brunette, you dyed your hair blonde.
Yeah. It's like there's trends, and everyone, like I've been through the trends too. I feel like we all do, but
you come back to your natural self.
Yeah. You come back to your natural self, and you just realize that putting up with all these like trends and standards, it's not worth it. Cause like, you're doing it for what? You're doing it for validation. You're doing it because you want someone to say, oh, you look so beautiful. You have to feel beautiful. When you feel confident and beautiful, people will say that you're beautiful, and you are so confident because you have that and it's shining through. But I would say the beauty standards. Yeah. One more question and we'll call it quits.
What are the challenges of being an influencer?
Well, there's a lot, but to pinpoint maybe a few. Obviously, being in the public eye, you have to be careful with what you say. You have to be careful with what you do. You have to be careful when you go out. Every time I go out, I get recognized. And that's not me saying, I get recognized, blah, blah, blah. But you have to be careful what you're doing when you're out. I used to go out looking like a homeless person. I really can't do that anymore. Like, so I have to always kind of at least look a little bit good, in case someone wants a picture or someone wants, you know, to say hello and I don't have stinky breath, you know?
Didn't so, you get recognized in the gym once?
Yeah. I actually got recognized again today. It's crazy.
That's a very awkward place to get recognized.
Yeah.
When you're sweating.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's, I love it and I hate it because it's so different, but it's also like, it's almost as I'm always being watched. And like, I never have alone time, like even at the gym where I'm like, okay, like this is me time, and then someone comes up to me and says they recognize me. I love it, obviously. I love meeting you guys, but it's just like, it's hard because I'm like, do I really have personal time anymore? Like, do I have, you know, I don't know, it's weird to explain, but I would say that. And I would say comparing myself is something that I go through too. And I would say
do you compare yourself based off of the look or like other people's success?
I feel like I more so compare, which is, thank you for bringing that up. I feel like I compare myself more so on other people's success than looks. Like, at the end of the day, I know I'm pretty, okay? I know, you know, whatever. But, you know, seeing other people's engagement or likes or amount of followers, and like they're getting invited to here and I'm not invited, I would say that I compare myself way more about. And I'm like, but I do this, like, you know, but I still go through that. I don't have a solution to it because I feel like it happens all the fucking time. And you can talk to every creator, and I can have every creator sit here and probably tell you the same thing. We all go through it. It's just about, are you happy with the content you're putting out? And it's very hard. It's easier said than done, but don't look at these numbers. Like, literally, I will post and leave the app, because if I stay there and refresh and refresh and refresh, I will lose my mind. I've done that so many times before. I can't do that anymore, else I will literally lose my mind. But it happens to me all the time, every day. And yeah, that's probably my hardest thing about being an influencer.
Because, you know, too, like the amount of work you're putting into this.
Yeah, it's like I'm putting so much work into it, and maybe I know that this person isn't.
Yeah.
So I'm like, why are they getting more success than I am? And I'm putting more work in.
Yeah.
So it's definitely a battle, but It comes with the game.
Then you also have to think about all the people that are looking at you.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You know? And like, I get that all the time too. Like people are like, wow, like you're doing all these great things. Like you're so successful. And I'm like, am I? Because I'm just like, I'm not seeing it in their shoes, mm-hmm. obviously. I'm seeing it in my shoes where all these things have happened to me that have been so great. But when I'm in the moment of comparing myself, I don't remember those things.
You're like thinking next.
Right.
Next.
Yeah. I don't think about, oh, I've done this. I've been on this. I've, you know, got recognized from this. Like, I don't think about all of my achievements. I just think about like their achievements mm-hmm. and like they've done this, this, and then third. And I'm like, I haven't. But it's part of the journey. And again, there's more pros than cons. And
that happens in most yeah, jobs though.
Yeah. I feel like that happens all the time and it's normal. I think it's normal and I love what I do. It's a dream job. I genuinely like love the fuck out of what I do. I feel like anyone would love the fuck out of what I do, but yeah. Is that it?
I think so.
Okay. Well, guys, this was a fun episode. I also wanted to say super, super quick, if you have any questions, feel free to DM me. I always post on my Instagram on my main account. Make sure you follow it. It's going to be linked below in the description. But I always post like here and there, like questions that you guys want answered where I'm going to answer it on the podcast. So I think I'm going to start doing Q&As a lot more often, maybe each episode, maybe not. Who knows? But yeah, so I'm going to ask you guys on my stories. Make sure you guys are aware of that. I want to tell you guys that. But for now, I will see you guys in the next episode. Bye.